I was reading about the Acme dog food company that was having their annual sales meeting. And the motivational speaker is saying, "Who has the best dog food company in the world?" "We do." "That's right." "Who has the best sales force in the whole world?" "We do." "That's right." "Who has the best product, the best ingredients?" "We do." "Then pray tell, gentlemen, why are we number 98 out of 99 dog food companies?" The little guy at the back puts his hand up. "Because dogs don't like it." "Because God's so dogs don't like it." Our job, I think I can put it this way, is to cause you to like it a lot. That it would become part and parcel of your life. That you wouldn't think of anything else about your life. You'd say, I need to be in the Word today, or the next day. And so, today, to this moment, it's my privilege to be able to talk about the why. And next week, Marcel will talk about the how. I thought, this is great. Team teach, we should actually do that. In and out of the ring. Because I'm looking forward to the how. How is that possible? So the starting point here is to really have a great how. Later, and of course next week, you'll be able to, a great why. Why would we have you read the Bible? What would make somebody take 15 to 20 minutes a day out of their life that you're never going to get back unless it's invested in something like this? Why would we do that? And the reason, of course, is because the why is so good. The yield is so good. The effects are so good that I can't not have that time. It's what keeps me going. It's what focuses me. That's the importance of it. And so I've jotted down things that in my own heart and my own life over the years. Val said to me, she thought my Bible looked really impressive because, it looks like that. It's not really. It's not like me when I were telling you about this guy scraping off on his prayer mat by his knees to make it look like he was a man of prayer. Nor is this that. This was not well built. It just didn't go the distance. And so I'm going to get a different one, but I'm not trying to impress you with how spiritual I am holding this up. But I can honestly say the Scriptures have changed my life. And the good news about that, continue to change your life. That's the joy of it. So I've jotted down these things, thinking that, well, to some, that one will be more important than that one. But nevertheless, they're valid reasons so that you can say, boy, he's pretty excited about reading the Bible. Yeah. And that excitement can go through the whole church. What was the figure? How many people read their Bible? 16%. Wow, not too many. Oh, maybe that can be changed over these next couple of weeks. So knowing why we read the Bible brings us into the how. Here's some reasons, excellent reasons. Number one, to receive assurance of salvation. When anybody comes to the Lord that I've seen, we usually take our Bible and we go and sit beside them and we say, do you know about this commitment that you've made today? Do you understand it, who Jesus is? And they don't. And so we take them what? We take them through the Scriptures. We don't lead them to the doctrine of Lynn Valley Church. We take them to the Scripture, John 3:16, John 3:36. We make sure that that their salvation has been grounded on the Lord Jesus and on the Scriptures, and that to me is assurance that right from the very beginning, if you were led to the Lord, then I'm sure it was something like that. That to receive assurance of salvation, to be absolutely sure that you can have a relationship with the Lord, and that's a life-changing relationship. So to receive salvation. Number two, to get to know God. That's, I suppose, obvious in some ways, but it's about a relationship. That's what the Lord wants. He wants a relationship with you. He wants a relationship with me. And so that we get to love him and to know what he loves, to know what he hates, to know what pleases him. We have this great opportunity to be in the scriptures, reading the Bible, having it applied to your hearts so that you know what you get to know him. And that's, we say, did you bring either your electronic Bible or the old-fashioned kind? Did you bring your Bible along? And we hope you did. Hope you you wouldn't think of going anywhere without bringing the scriptures along. So any chance you get a little moment here that you can pull over and read a verse or start your day with a verse, but it has everything to do with a relationship. If you want a relationship with God, you have to be in the scriptures. It's just no other way. There's no other shortcut. A video doesn't do it. A book doesn't do it. But reading on a regular basis makes a phenomenal difference. Number three, because it's God's word to us. Yes. This to us is the word of God. It's not just a book. It's the word of God. And I made it literally. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. Yeah, it is. God gave us a wonderful, wonderful book with 39 Old Testament books and 27 New Testament for a total of 66 books. 66 books that we want all of us to fall in love with and to apply to our hearts and to have our lives transformed, because that's ultimately, it's not how much you know that, but how much has been worked into your life so that it becomes increasingly important to you and the transformation of your life. Number four, it helps us to be able to avoid sin in our lives. This is an amazing book. Imagine that. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I remember when I gave my heart to the Lord, the man who prayed with me prayed along that line. He said, Owen, sin will keep you from this book, or this book will keep you, or I'm not saying that quite right, but it will keep you from this, from sin. This book will keep you from sin. And if you're not in the Word, you're susceptible to sin. That's just how it is. But to avoid sin, imagine that, to have a life, you say, how is it possible that you're not falling apart? It's because I'm in the Word and you're in the Word. And these are the things that keep us safe and keep us protected. Number five, because reading the Bible brings success and courage to our lives. I remember reading that for the very first time. I was absolutely overcome with it. It was so wonderful that this would be a kind of a claim. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Courage, and you'll have good success. Matter of fact, I can absolutely honest with you, I don't think I know anybody that this is not true of, that they are scripture, they focus on the scriptures every day. Their lives are amazingly successful. I mean, you can tell that's been transformation for them in reading the scriptures. It just brings success. And who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want to have a great life? Who doesn't want to have their life transformed? We all do. And this is one way the scriptures over a period of time. Matter of fact, I think we could put a thing out. You can go into this thing that we're going to be starting, and you can start, when we start next week, make a little note to self, and then start reading along with the rest of us. And at the end of that time, even at that short period of time, to look at yourself and say, do you see anything that's different from what it was before you started reading? I hope I'm proven wrong. I hope that this is not. I think it's going to be exactly what I'm saying, that you will notice there's that thing that you were worried about in your life, or this thing, or lack of this, or and so on and so forth. You'll notice that. It doesn't take a long time to bring about a colossal amount of change, but especially greater success in your life, greater success in your ministry. It's almost like a miracle book in some ways, because everyone who reads it and applies it to their heart has a transformation on some level, attitude, conduct. It just changes, and it's very, very, very powerful. And courage. And I should have great courage. It's so wonderful in every way, every sense of that. There's a verse missing on that, so ignore that. But it was, if you read the scripture, we can live life to the fullest as God intended. I say amen. That, and by the way, I can tell you this. When I read the scriptures, apply them to my heart, and pray over it in a day, and when I do that, it almost always, I'm more confident, I'm more sure that life's going to be okay. I just have that kind of confidence. But when I don't, I can see myself slipping. I see fear kind of lingering back in there, wondering if this will work out and that will work out. And it is as sure as anything. There's something about it, and you can do it yourself. Just start reading, see what will happen, then stop. And when you stop, there's an emptiness in your heart and your life. The scriptures are intended to give us confidence, and to read with confidence so we can apply them to, because he has a plan. That's the whole point. These 66 books, this is God's will for your life. This is God's will for my life. So I say, well, what's your will? Right here. This is it. And we apply it to our hearts, and we watch what the Lord will do. But I know if I'm reading the scriptures, I'm confident and I feel successful. And if I don't, it's because I've been watching oodles and oodles of television and not enough of the scriptures. It will change you. And we put the challenge out. I'm to provide the sizzle today, and Marcel's going to provide the mechanics to how do we read the word? How do you read it a certain way? Yes, there are principles that he's going to share with us that have been transformational for him and for the rest of us as well. Number 7, the scriptures help us to renew our minds. Yeah, exactly. Help us to renew our minds. I had a friend that used to always have a little New Testament. And he'd carry that thing around, and he was very faithful to this. It's a little Bible, like a little Bible. And he'd have it in his pocket, and he would be, he'd be on the bus or driving wherever, and there'd be a little lull in the traffic or in getting there, and he would just whip it out, just like a gun or something. Just whip out this and read a few verses. Yeah. Thanking the Lord for put it back in. He would do that all day long. If he was making a sale, he would he'd have that thing handy so he could just be there to read it. He said, why waste time when I could be applying the Word of God to my life? And he would go through a whole book at a time, and then read another one. And all this is just the empty moments he had, just to be able to look at it again and to read it and to have it work in his heart. Well, that's the one thing. When you come to know the Lord, many times your friends don't understand, what in the world are you into? And you say, well, I'm not into anything, but I've been reading the scriptures, the Word of God, and it's been working in my life. And I think it will be is that you become a better husband, a better wife, a better young person. You just become a better person. So there is measurable things that you can actually say, have I been made different? You will be. You will be. It'll just come. And at the end of this 2-year time, If we're all here, maybe the rapture will come before we do this, finish this, but I think we'll be okay. And you look back and say, that was really, you know why it'll be really good? Be really good because we're doing it all together. That's the fun part of this thing. We'll know that you guys are reading that passage the same day we are, and the same day that you are. And together we say, how was Joshua? Oh, wasn't Joshua good? Wasn't that a good passage? That was great. And you start to see that by myself, I mean, nothing wrong with reading it by yourself. And if that works for you, again, as we ourselves, I just keep on doing that. Don't change that then if it's working. But most people want something to start a new year. And so here we are, only we're doing it over 2 years. I don't think it's gonna be great. It's gonna be good, because I know what you're gonna be reading. And you know, when we think of that, if I knew something about Anya, and I say, no, oh, she's going to be in that this morning. I could pray that over her from a long distance, just to say, Lord, bless Anya. I know she's praying about this and she's doing this. And she knows that someone else is praying, and we're just a church of prayer based on Scripture. How good is that? That's so, so inspiring. Number eight, the Bible shows us how to be fruitful. Yeah, yeah. Psalm 1, 2 to 3, that we want to become Psalm 1 believers, Psalm 1 people. That's our goal, is that we'd be planted by the rivers of water, as the Scripture tells us to, but to be fruitful in every area, and to trust the word of the Lord in your life. I think, by the way, that's, if the devil can get you away from that, that pretty soon you become prayerless and careless, and if there's a kind of a barrenness in your life, there's something, I don't know why, this thing really is the right way to approach it. The Word of God, systematically reading through and watching how God will bring extra new fruitfulness to your life, and then you can measure it. That you can look at that and say, now, again, we don't want to be into any legalism where you miss a point or you miss a day and you're flogging yourself. That's not what we want. And that discourages you, and you don't want to read it again because you're discouraged. That's why there's little things along the way that will help us to get caught up and get back to it again, so we can say we're reading. Imagine if the majority of the church decided we were going to do this together. We can't make anybody. We don't want to coerce anybody. But wouldn't it be great just knowing that there's this buzz going on because we're reading the Word, we're reading the Word, we're reading the Word, we're reading the Word, we're reading the Word. And we're thanking the Lord for it and coming across gems. You know, we say, oh, wasn't that great? Oh, man. I say, I nothing to be able to come across a verse. And I often write, you can look at AM, PM. For me, about me. Anyway, verses are personal and verses that are for beyond myself. But you come across a gem, and it's so wonderful to say, knowing that that's a rhema word for my life. That I read that, and it just leapt out. You know how you maybe read a couple of chapters, and none of it maybe leapt out, but this one verse leaps out, and you say, oh my goodness, that's pure vitamin C. That's absolutely tremendous, how to be fruitful. And that, what does that do? Encourages us to be in God's Word, become people of the Word. And I think one of the purposes of a local church is to equip the saints. And can you think of a better, what would be better than this? That we're equipping each other, encouraging each other in the Scriptures. Brother Lauren Pritchard would be so pleased. He would be over the moon if he knew we were just reading the Bible. That would please him to no end. So rest in peace, Brother Pritchard. So it won't all be roses. You know that, right? There'll be moments when you say, I'm discouraged. And that's where we pray together and get back on track again. We're not keeping track. It's not the successful people and the non-successful people. It's just, we're just reading the Scriptures and watching what the Lord will do in our hearts and in our lives. Number nine, we read the Bible so we can commune with God. This is how the majority of the growth of your life will come this way. Why? Here's why. It's a very simple reason. Because God speaks through His Word. The main way that God speaks, He'll speak to you by the Holy Spirit. He'll speak to you by different things. There's things that can be a blessing to our hearts. But the overall primary thing is the Bible. That's the thing that makes you grow. Richard, I just saw you nodding there. Richard went off to Bible school years ago, right? But it transformed his life. And he was a worldly guy, just doing his thing. And he goes off to Bible college. And what are they doing? They're preaching the Scriptures. And I suppose that would be the number one thing that has brought about change in your life, right? Just as he's reading it, and the Bible school taught him how to read it and how to gain ground out of it. So I thought, wow, we read the Bible to commune with the Lord. And here's the thing. You'll know, as you read that scripture, you'll know wow, that really spoke to me. And don't be surprised. I think you'll find over the next period of time that the Lord is communing with you. And one, there'll be some part that's not as inspiring as other parts. But if we track it through, I think we can find that there's going to be great blessings to this, great joy to this. And I can hardly wait once we get going, because it will just be, it's the primary means, reading the Scripture, primary means of communing with God. And wouldn't it be great if you felt you're just reading away, and you felt the Lord just say, "This is what I'm saying to you. This is for you." You say, "Wow, I just felt God spoke to me." No one else maybe heard anything, but you did. You heard something. You heard something. That still small voice of the Spirit, just working on your heart, talking to you about something, reminding you of something, bringing a promise to mind, but absolutely of the Lord. And where does it come from? Through the Scriptures. And that's, again, where most of the living words that we get will not come overwhelming us. It's just quietly say, "Oh, thank you, God. This is great. This is great." Now, there'll be some days when we're trying to say Shibboleth, and we can't even pronounce it, and then we say, "What?" And haven't you gone through periods in your own life where you look at this and you say, "Well, my goodness, what is that about? All the hithers and the dithers and the these and the thous," and it may be a little dry, but just press in, because there's other passages you can read that will inspire you while you make it through that part. And I've been honest, I have skipped over, done that lots of times, but it's great to go back to it again and finish off where you started. Number 10, the Bible is the most important book you and I will ever read. And I know if you were put in jail, you would say, "Could I have a Bible?" You know, all kinds of people who serve time, they get up on a Bible. Not a comic book, right? Not a TV guide, like a Bible, so I can read it. And it's just that kind of a book. I have a feel about it that it's really a supernatural book. Isn't it? I mean, I don't want to put more. It's a supernatural book. I can't say magical. That's not the best word for it. But it's supernatural. Start reading and watch the miracles. Open your heart, because Marcel will show us how to do that in more detail. But as you start reading the Word of God, and you're claiming the promises, and you're looking for implication, and you're looking for application, and you're wanting to say who, what, where, why, and as you look at these, "Oh yeah, that's right, that's for this," and things begin to change. Little things are added to your life. It's great. And I can testify over the years, it's become more precious than anything else. And I often can get dry. Oftentimes I should spend more time and I didn't. But overall, I'm really, really grateful. I'm grateful that we're going to do this as this year, this new year starts, and we're going to read this most important book. Do you know that it's a bestseller and has never, ever been challenged? Every year, that's the number one selling book in the world. There's no book even comes close. I saw this. I can't quite remember to quote it in detail, but it wasn't even close. It was the Bible. When they go to China, what do? They bring in Bibles. Why? To get them reading the Word. And we have this great opportunity to read together. How good is this? This is fantastic. And to know that we're doing it beside each other. The Bible is the Word of God, and it contains salvation, it contains deliverance, it contains guidance, it contains healing, it has answers. Whatever problem you're going through, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge that you are facing, if you pray and take this to the Lord and read some scripture with it, you'll find that it has answers for every problem you'll face. God will just direct you to that, say, oh, I can hardly believe that. I was praying about that. And there's a verse. It was just like the Lord knew, and he gave me a word. See, the reason why we run around trying to get, do you have a word for me? Do you have a word for me? Oh, I hope somebody has a word. Have you got a word? And we line up and we try and get a word. You're at the mercy of these people. You know the word you need. The word you really need is each day as you've committed your day to the Lord. And I don't need a word. I have the Word. I'm not at the mercy of people coming along and saying, I have a word for you. Well, I don't mind hearing it. I'll listen to your word, but I'm not depending on that. I'm depending on the scriptures. That's the strength. And I'd like to think that it's a whole church full of people who have heard the word for their, each morning they hear that word. It's renewed each day. I think that's the one we want most of all, the answers. I think there's a place for that rhema idea, that the word that leaps out at you. I think it's nothing wrong with it. And I've had things like that where it's just, it was going along, and say, oh man, that is so good. What could be more personal than that? As God spoke into my heart. And down through the years, I have learned to tell the difference if it's my word or God's word. I can sense that you start learning that and listening for that. Is this just my word? And then you start reading the scripture and say, no, and then it comes up again, then it comes up again, and you realize that this is repeating itself. God is trying to tell me something. And as I get close to the Lord, I'll discover that the Lord has promises for every problem that I have. And you'll have that same opportunity. Marcel, do we start this next Monday? Right? Not this Monday, next Monday. I think it would be really good if we prayed together. Right, in just a moment here. Pray what? Pray that the Holy Spirit will really work a work in our hearts. It's not just a marathon where we're going to rush through and it's just, we're just going to be focusing on the scriptures. And I don't think there's anything better we can do. We're just going to say, but we need that dynamic. You can't have it. It needs to be supernatural, even our prayers, as we look to the Lord and we commune with Him and we claim verses and promises that come from Scripture. It's going to be good. And I can hardly wait. And if, by the way, this disappoints you, if you somehow say, well, there wasn't much there for me, come and see me. Because I can guarantee you. Why? Because everybody you know and everybody I know, when they turned to the scriptures, it came alive to them. And they read it with all of their heart. And there was salvation and deliverance and guidance and healing. It just worked that way. So if you come and say, we'll give you your money back, or at least your pamphlet. Why? Because there's something, it comes alive. And it'll come alive to this congregation of people. As we seek to open our heart and we pray, he'll talk about us. We pray together, Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Speak to me today. Thank you for your word. It's a wonderful word, Lord. Thank you for it. And we'll be feasting. And you can never go wrong reading the Bible. That's the good news about this. So that's fantastic. Just any questions before we pray? Well, you can talk to Marcel at the back here. So let's stand. I think the next few minutes here, we'll lift our voices and pray that the Lord will now prepare us. And again, by the way, if you're already doing something you like, keep doing it. Just keep doing it, because we can't improve on that. If that's been rich for you. For me personally, I've been in Proverbs, but I think I'm going to re-kickstart that again and start the same time that I'm starting with you. But you may want to do that, but just join the group or, well, talk to myself. This is how. So let's spend a couple of minutes. Just different ones. Just raise your voice and remember asking for the Lord for that powerful moment together as we lift up the scriptures and receive from the Lord what he has. So, amen. Ask the Lord's blessing on this, if you would. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray for this journey together, this Bible reading plan. We ask for your richest blessing upon it. It can't just be a dry, rote word. It must be living. Yes. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Block out all the voices that may try to confuse us.
Yeah. Anybody else? Yes.
It would be a time that we would be able to keep, and that it would be something that we would be able to protect. And so, Father, I pray that as we would surrender to you in this, God, that you would do something.
Yes. Yes.
Lord, that we would be people of the word, Lord, that we wouldn't be unstable people in any of our ways, but we would be solid and steadfast, and that we wouldn't be double-minded. But
yes.
And I just pray that as we would read through your word, that you would just download just a revelation of the Father's love for each of us. That that would be our motivation, God, that you love us and that we love you, and that this would be easy in Jesus' name.
Yeah. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. You know, we used to sing a little, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. How many remember doing that? It was pretty basic, but it got the point. So thank you for being here. Please join us on the coffee stand if you can, and it's great, and we'll see you throughout this week.